could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. Living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend Ray. Guys, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't it the way these it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show. Overcome the blow, learn to take it well. I only wish my words would just convince myself that it just wasn't real. But that's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, could you help me place this call? I can't read the number that you just gave me. Something in my eyes, you know it happens every time. Think about the love that I thought would save me. Isn't it the way these it goes? But let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show. Overcome the blow, I learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real. But that's not the way it feels. No, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this call. There's no one there I really wanted to talk to. Thank you for your time. Oh, you've been so much more than kind. You can keep the dime.
Christmas gives you that nice kind of feeling. Like from this point of the year on, I start smiling a lot more. I start feeling a lot better. But it could be just a wintertime song. And coming into Cleveland yesterday from Los Angeles definitely was a wintertime feeling. Some very heavy weather coming down on us. It's just one of the days, too, they don't have one of the airport things come out and get you, so you don't have to walk in the snow. Had to come down the steps and say, wintertime is here. The song's called It Doesn't Have to Be That Way.
Snowy nights and Christmas lights, icy window panes, make me wish that we could be together again. The windy winter avenues just don't seem the same, and the Christmas carols sound like blues, but the choir is not to blame. But it doesn't have for ye dropping by today. We could easily get it together tonight. It's only right. Crowded stores, the corners, Santa Claus, tinseled afternoons, and the sidewalk fans that play their songs slightly out of tune. On the windy winter avenue, there walks a lonely man. And if I told you who he is, what a thing you'd understand. But it doesn't have to be that way. What we had should never have ended. I'll be dropping by today. We could easily get it together tonight. It's only right. No, it doesn't have to be that way. What we have should never have ended. I'll be dropping by today. We could easily get it together tonight. It's only right.
Thank you. This is one of those story songs. I read a lot of songs about characters that I've been meeting over the past couple years while I haven't been playing music. I just changed the names around to avoid getting hurt. Yeah, that's the truth. You have to be careful. This is a story. It took me about 5 years to really get it to the place that I was able to feel easy enough about doing it. And it may seem weird, but it's a story about a woman that lives in the township where we come from. It's about, oh, a little bit bigger than a fire plug. And she's one of these ladies who's got about 3.5 feet of bleach blonde, heavily spray-netted hair on top of her head. I mean, so much spray-net on there that if you hit her head, it would make a sound. You know, it's just tap, 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 the helmet head. Looks like one of those hats the drum majorette wears, you know. But she drives the school bus. Great, great lady. I met her the first time in a little bar out near where we live, and she was watching some TV show and clapping her hands, and my attention was drawn to the fat that was swinging back and forth under here. You ever seen that? The blah, 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 blah. So that's where she was. But she used to be a roller derby skater, right? As fate would have it. I can't write a song about somebody that just has a regular job. I meet this lady, and like all at once, a seed's in my mind that I got to write about her. And she came up Nowworth, which is how she says it, and married one of these state troopers. Which, see, now you can start seeing why I had to be careful about how I use the words, because, as they say in South Philadelphia, he loved to put me in cement shoes and put me in the river for a fish count, which is an unpleasant experience. But anyhow, he's one of those guys with a flat brim hat. Same thing as Army drill sergeants, you know. Look in the eyes and see the back of his head. Picture of wisdom. Takes off his hat and he's got one of those haircuts like a felt tip pen, you know. Well, I only fired 3 warning shots into his head just to slow him down a bit. So I had to be very careful. Couldn't do it, though. Sat down, worked for months and months and months, every morning during my period of unemployment, to try to get this song together. It just didn't happen. So I ended up going out and buying 2 bottles of brand name carbonated wine. 1/4 red and 1/4 white. Sat down on the beach and tried to get the song together. Now you know that that wine, it isn't exactly top drawer stuff at 39 cents a quart. It will. But it gets you there, you know. Ripple. Remember Ripple? The only wine made in America has never seen a grape. And that kind of shook me out of my shell. And I was able to fall back on all the research that I've been doing for years, trying to get to the point that I could write this song. 4 years of college. Had taken English literature, political science, logic, philosophy. Graduated in 1965 with a degree. Found out that I was totally prepared for life in the 12th century. I said, oh, here goes. And that came in handy because I knew I could get the words together. Wrote the first two verses, and then we ended up traveling around a lot, all over the country. And finished up a real early show one night in San Francisco, went back to the room and ordered up some apple pie. Now, you remember that scandal a couple years ago with that soup, that bon vivant soup, with the botulism in it, and everybody was like falling down dying? Well, they went out of business because the scandal was so great. Moved out to San Francisco and started making pie. And I guess what we got. Lucretia Borgia special. Brought it up to the room. The guy opened up his poison ring and flipped it out on there. About a half an hour later, we're both looking at each other like, get that generally queasy feeling in his stomach. And just made a run for the room. Spent the whole night just with my arms around the thing. Really sick. Of course, Mari had eaten more of it, so he got the sink and the bathtub. And all night long, we're getting calls. I mean, in addition to being sick, like food poisoning, we're getting calls from the front desk, and the guy saying, I'm sorry, sir, but you're not allowed to have seals in the room. You know, we're just doing a cosmic thing. And thinking that we're both going to die, as soon as we were able to sit up and leave the little room, we sat down and started to play, and I got the words for the last verse. It's called I Fell in Love with the Roller Derby Queen. Kind of weird, but you know. Gonna tell you a story that you won't believe, but I fell in love last Friday. I saw on a barroom TV screen. Well, I was just getting ready to get my hair when she caught my eye and I put it back. And I ordered myself a couple of more shots and beers. And I said, I fell in love with a roller derby queen. These guitars are a little funny sometimes, changing temperatures. What they'd really like best are the baggage handlers. Oh, those guys are just a whole thing all by themselves. The minute they see a fragile sticker on something, you could put it on a wrecking ball. It's going to break. You get this new thing called special handling, where they take the guitars right to the door of the plane for you and then drop them while you're getting on. It's a terrific experience. And then in addition to that, you got to sit through these flights on the, I call them the crop dusters, the bi-wings, where you just kind of sit back and, I call them white knuckle flights, like being in the dentist chair, you know. What's going to happen? Get out of the guitar, it's got a tire track over from where the forklifts have gone over. Well, out of Southern Illinois, I'm a down home country boy. Gonna make it in the city, playing guitar in a studio. Oh, well, it hadn't been there an hour when he met a Broadway flower. And oh, she took him for his money and she left him in a cheap hotel. Oh, well, it's easy for you to see that that country boys me. See, and how am I gonna ever break the news to the folk back home? Well, I was gonna be a great success. Things sure ended up a mess. In the process, I got messed up too. Tell old mama and dad I had to call to land, 'cause I ain't got a cent to my name. Well, I'm sleeping in the hotel's always, and tonight they say it's gonna rain. And if you don't send me some money, well, I'll be back on my feet again. Coaster's original release, Snake and the Bookworm. Lee Brinstola wrote some of the greatest funky kind of songs that I can't hear. It's called I Be in Frame. Well, I was walking down the street, kind of minding my own affairs, when a policeman come up to me, kind of unaware. He says, your name Jim? I said, why, sure. He says, what you know, buddy? You the man that we've been looking for. I said, no, I ain't. I've been praying. Well, don't you know that I've been praying? How come it is? I never be doing nothing wrong, but I always get no blame. I get framed. Took me down the line up, let the bright light shine. There were nine other fools so good to stand up there in that line. But I had the feeling I was dead, somebody's evil plan. But this woman come up to me, she said, that's skinny one, he's a man. I said, no, I ain't, I've been praying. Well, don't you know that I've been praying? How come it is?
never knew nothing wrong, but I always get no blame. I get framed. Been a prosecutor attorney, started prosecuting on me. Jumping up down on his finger, give me the third degree. He said, where were you one evening of October 29th? I was down in Texas, he said, George, that man's lying. I said, no, I ain't, I'm too afraid. Well, don't you know that I've been framed? I promise you, I'll never be doing nothing wrong, but I always get no blame. I get framed. Well, I denied the charges of carrying a big old 44. And I even denied the charges of robbing that liquor store. And I denied the charges of getting drunk and disorderly too. When the judge said, stand up, son. Well, I stood up. I stumbled. I fell. My gun went off. And blew a hole in the bottom of my boot. And I said, judge. Judge. Hey, judge. I'm being framed. But don't you know that I'm being framed? How come it is I never be doing nothing wrong? But I always get no blame. I get framed. How come it is I never be doing nothing wrong, but I always get no blame. I get framed.
This is a real super new one. I just got it done the other day. I just came up with a title for it. Here. Well, I have to say I love you in a song. This thing thinks it's a sitar sometimes. much. There it is. In the past couple years, I haven't been playing so much. Just, you know, like since the summer, April, May, and then we started really going out. Before that, for the past couple years, I've been going through a period of what I call character development. Interesting variety of jobs, most of them in the construction field. And my college education helped me out there. I was driving one of them semi-double clutch and E-flat tractor trailers. I used to get up at 4:30 in the morning. It's just like being a Zen master, you know. So you're going out for a different reason. 4:30 in the morning, get down the yard about 5 with a cup of coffee in my hand, one of those white paper cups, lift up the hood, get the thing checked out. And by 5:15, I'd be at a quarry, having them dropping rocks about the size of Volkswagens in the back. Which is really good. Sit there with a cassette machine and just try to figure out songs and whatever during the daytime. But after a while, you know, you get to say like, I'm up at 4:30 and you're driving 3 or 4 hours before everybody else is going to work. So you like to play little tricks on them. I used to get a big kick out of getting the truck up to about 75 miles an hour, like on Route 95, heading down through Delaware, and pulling up behind a Volkswagen and be doing 72. And I hit the air horn, you know, that kind of deal. And you would be surprised when you see the guy's face in that rearview mirror, the number of expressions that can happen on a human face. Like it's like, ah, as he sees the bumper, you know, coming up behind him. And then it kind of switches into this facial expression where he kind of is resigned to the fact that he's going to become a hood ornament. Like, oh no, here we go. And I just kind of pull around him and have a good time. And in the dust on the back of the truck, I'd write things like, I may be slow, but I'm ahead of you. Just to aggravate the people on the two-lane roads. But the places, come about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, I used to stop and get a couple more cups of coffee. And the truck stops are like some of the greatest places you ever want to see in your life. I used to have so much fun just sitting in there talking to the different drivers from all around the country. And I get a real like fascination with these guys that were driving maybe from L.A. to New York twice a week. And that's hard. I mean, you know what it's like to try to stay up and study. Imagine trying to drive that much back and forth. It's very hard to do. It takes a lot of character development. And a couple other things that they get into, call them directional aids. They call them uppers. They call them co-pilots, second drivers, cartwheels. And they have a great name for them called the West Coast Turnaround. West Coast Turnaround you can take in like Newark. And I sit up on a turnpike like this, falling half asleep, take a West Coast Turnaround, little sip of coffee and a traditional trucker's toast of what's good for the sick is better for the well. And about half an hour later, you're down around exit 10, and all at once, one eye goes, and the other one goes, you lean back and then go, start talking to your windshield from here to at least halfway across the country, where you turn around and do the same thing back. Cut off a broomstick about 2.5 feet long, put one end of it down on the edge of the throttle pedal and one against the seat, and that holds it right down to the floor, and you got an extra foot to dance with then. Just get the 8-track tossed in there. It's quite an experience to watch the guys just kind of flying across the country. There's last time we were home, we stopped in a truck stop and talked to a bunch of the guys and heard a great story. You know, truckers are known for the really quick reactions. And you really have to be, because in a lot of cases you can't stop them. You just gotta judge your distance and go over this and around that on the way to grandmother's house. But there's a story about a trucker that had a million miles in, and a radio station wanted to talk to him. So they came down. He was sitting at the truck stop. And I said, what's it feel like to have a million miles inside that rig? He said, well, he said, it feels pretty good. He says, I've seen just about every mile of road in this country, you know. And I've seen just about everything. I've jackknifed. I've blown tires. I've got stuck in snow banks. You name it, it's happened to me one time or another. He goes, well, you know, you guys are known for your really quick reactions. I can imagine you with 20 years behind you must really have some good reactions. Let me just set up a situation, and you can explain to everybody out there how you get out of it. Suppose you're driving from L.A. into New York, and you hit the first big peak of the Rockies. You see a sign that says, truckers, downhill run 3 miles. Use low gear. And it's 2:30 in the morning, and your partner's sleeping next to you. Then you go over the peak real nice. About a quarter of a mile down, you hit the brakes, and like nothing happens. The trucker goes, uh-huh. And you make it around the first curve on this two-lane road, and that 40-foot trailer just glides in behind you, and things are looking good. But you see around the second curve that there's a little car up on a jack getting the back tire changed. He says, uh-huh. And coming up the other way is a fuel oil truck in low gear. Says, uh-huh. He says, what would you do? How would you get out of the situation? Tell me what you'd do. He said, I'd wake my partner up. He said, why would you go do something like that? You know, with all these things happening, why would you wake your partner up? He says, he ain't been driving long. I know he ain't never seen a wreck like this before. That's the story of Speedball Tucker. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I drive a broke down rig on May 5, 5, 40 foot of overload. A lot of people say that I'm crazy because I don't know how to take it slow. I got a broomstick on the throttle. I got a rope up in here right down. Non-stop back to Dallas. Pop up them West Coast turnarounds. Oh, and they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. Hero of the highway. And all them other truckers will tell you that before you're a man, if you drive on in a rig like that. You know the rain may blow, the snow may snow, and the turnpikes they may freeze. But it don't bother old Speedball, he going any damn way he please. He got his broomstick on the throttle, to keep the throttle full of dancing brown. With a cup full of cold black coffee and a pocket full of West Coast turnarounds. Oh, and they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker, terror of the highway. And all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad, cause he's driving in a rig like that. One day I looked into my rearview mirror, coming up from behind. There was a Georgia State policeman and $100 fine. But when he looked me in the eyes, he would brighten me up. He said, driver, you've been blind. 95 is the route you were on. It was not the speed limit sign. But hey, they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker, terror of the highway. And all them other truckers would tell you that before you're a man, if you drive on in a wreck like that. And hey, they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker, terror of the highway. And all them other truckers would tell you that before you're a man, if you drive on in a wreck like that.
Thank you. Doesn't usually do this. Like maybe they did give me a sitar. In my country. Give me $300, I will make you crazy as me. Give me $500, I will take away your mind. Here's what happens when you run a jackhammer too long. You develop an interesting thing called deafness. It's getting close, though. You get to see the dance that goes along with this, though. Get back to the 1961 folk head and just play like this. That's close enough for folk. Change there. Experimenting with experimental music. Let me get this right for this one. I spent a lot of time out in the street when I was a kid, down in South Philadelphia. Shooting a lot of pool, getting into a lot of different experiences, you know.
There's always a kid standing outside the school saying, "Hey, Jack, maybe let me hold you down down here before I cut you four kinds of bad. I'm gonna cut you long, deep, wide, and often." And things like that starts registering on my mind. And then I worked at a radio station for a while, writing commercials and that kind of thing. Street talk and job commercials. I lasted about 4 months before I took my wingtip shoes and my tie, tied them together and threw them into the ocean, where I was supposed to be making a call. And I ended up doing this, talking about what I'd been doing.
Uptown got its hustlers, Bowery got its bumps, 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he who's shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. When the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Boss. Just because you see, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't speed into the wind, get off coke, the mask of a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I do 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 do. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is William McCoy, but down at home they call me Sam. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street, he ride on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and he made some money, but he's come to get my money back. And in the mighty city, Jack, ooh, don't you know, if you don't tug on Superman's tail, you don't speed into the wind, get off the pole. And when the curtain was down, they only thought there was some blood, it was the soles of the big man's feet. Ooh. And he was cut about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you can better believe it's on a different kind of story when Big Jim hit that floor. Oh. You see, you don't tug on Superman's feet, you don't speed into the wind. Get out cold, the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Thank you. Thank you very much.